There were other people here, but the chief of police and the university's dean were the ones in charge. Among other things, the reason the situation in L.A. got so bad is that the monster was at the upper edge of Tier 5, costing almost as much as the cheapest Tier 6 creatures. Meanwhile, the monster we want to fight, the Crusher, is on the weakest end of Tier 5. In addition, we've determined the upper-level limit of Tier 4 monsters, a limit that I will soon surpass. I'll be able to fight it on equal footing and take it down. And we've specifically picked a monster that will be vulnerable to my powers and exceedingly bad at pursuit, making disengaging possible. What we're looking for is permission to conduct this experiment, as well as a place to do so and some help setting up proper precautions. Bailey jumped back in.
In the end, that would leave you fighting a single monster, one you yourself stated is on the weaker end of the tier. What would the benefit be?
Kaiser asked.
For one, materials gained from monsters work differently, being tougher than they have any right to be. The university's engineering faculty is very interested in it. We've also received cautious requests from both the military and various companies for information on those kinds of materials. The Crusher's summoning materials are all metals, and through extensive research, we've discovered that elemental beings are almost exclusively made from the materials required to summon them, Carl explained. If you want, I can forward you our research or some of the requests.
Lastly, this will let us get started on figuring out what kinds of stats monsters at that tier have. Obviously, a single monster will not be representative of its entire tier, but it will be a start, Bailey added.
I was under the impression it was impossible to know what stats a monster has outside of rough guesstimates,
Cass said, puzzled. Actually, I have a skill that can give me that information. It won't be an exact number, but it will still be useful, Isaac said.
A skill like that exists?
Kaiser frowned at him. Skills exist for everything, Isaac replied confidently. It's just that some are extremely hard to get. For example, this one originated as an upgrade to Inspect, belonging to an epic evolution of Rogue.
Are there any plans to attempt to summon a monster akin to the Stormheart Gestalt, ever?
One of the officials near the back asked.
Our mission statement is to study the system and all its monsters, which includes the really dangerous ones. However, prior to summoning any new monster, we conduct a thorough review of what we know about any given monster type, including the weaker members of its category and how its special abilities will react to their confinement, often using any spells we have access to that might properly mimic them. Given how many system researchers and biological researchers we have on the team, we can test a lot of monster powers under controlled circumstances, Professor Bailey explained.
In addition, we've been testing how an elemental's mana cost corresponds to how much damage it can take, and how much mana it takes to disperse using a combination of practical experiments and my ability to scan stats, Isaac added. If a Stormheart, Gestalt, or similar monster ever gets summoned here, we'll be able to deal with it.
That's interesting, but let's circle back around to the matter at hand,
Cass said.
First, we'd need some kind of proof that you're actually able to do something like that. Then a proper and concrete proposal, as well as Mr. Toma reaching the required level. Then we can talk more about all of this.
Even if that satisfies the scientific requirements, there are no circumstances under which I will allow someone to summon a Tier 5 monster in my city,
Kaiser growled, now glaring at every scientist in the room. And there are no circumstances under which we would be doing it in the city, Isaac told him. Part of our preparations are properly selecting the battleground and ensuring that there is a significant distance between us and any civilians that might get hurt. What followed was an hour-long three-way argument between Dean Cass, Bailey, and the assorted officials until eventually they managed to settle for asking around to determine if there were any military bases that fit the bill. After all, those were usually isolated and had enough heavy weapons on hand to well and truly ruin any monster's day.